AC out on the 4th of July? What to do when your system quits on a holiday? Picture it. It's the 4th of July, it's 98 degrees outside, the house is full of family, the grill's going, the oven's running, and people are coming in and out the back door all afternoon. And right in the middle of it all, the AC quits. If it's any comfort, you're not alone. Holidays in the dead of an Alabama summer are some of our busiest days of the year for exactly this reason. Here's how to handle it if it happens to you, and how to make sure it doesn't. Why holidays are prime time for AC failures. It's not bad luck or a coincidence. A few things stack up on a day like the 4th. Peak heat, nonstop runtime. Early July is the hottest stretch of our year, and your AC is already running flat out just to keep up. There's no margin left. A full house adds a serious heat load. Every person in your home gives off heat. Add a running oven, the door opening every few minutes, and folks moving in and out for the cookout, and your system is suddenly being asked to do far more than on a normal day. Weak parts pick the worst moment. A component that was already tired, a capacitor on its last legs, low refrigerant, a dirty coil, tends to give out precisely when the demand spikes. That's the holiday. First, run these quick checks. Before you assume the worst, walk through the simple stuff. More often than you'd think, one of these gets you back up and running. If you're seeing an AC that's running but not cooling, several of these checks are your first line of defense. Thermostat. Confirm it's set to cool and a few degrees below the room temperature. If it's blank or acting strange, try fresh batteries. Breaker. Check your electrical panel for a tripped AC breaker and reset it once. If it trips again right away, stop. That's a sign of a real problem, and it's time to call. Air filter. A clogged filter chokes off airflow and is one of the most common causes of a system that won't cool. It can even freeze the coil. If yours is dirty, swap it. Outdoor unit, make sure the outside condenser is actually running and isn't buried in grass clippings, leaves, or holiday debris. Ice on the system. If you spot frost or ice on the unit or refrigerant lines, turn the AC off but leave the fan running to let it thaw. It won't cool properly until that ice is gone, and a dirty filter or low airflow is often the cause. Water near the indoor unit. If there's a puddle by your furnace or air handler, a safety switch may have shut the system down on purpose to prevent flooding. That's a sign to call. Keep everyone cool and safe while you wait. If the quick checks don't do it, your next job is keeping the house bearable until help arrives. Block the sun. Close blinds and curtains on the sunny side of the house. It makes a real difference. Run your fans. So, keep them pointed at where folks are gathered, and move everyone to the lowest, coolest level of the home. Hydrate and ease off the heat sources. Go easy on the oven and stove, and try to limit the in and out door traffic. Watch the vulnerable closely. Young kids, older family members, and pets are most at risk in our summer heat. If anyone starts showing signs of heat distress, treat it seriously and get them somewhere cool right away. When it's time to call, if you've run the checks and your home still isn't cooling, it's time for a professional. And a holiday is exactly when it pays to have an HVAC company you can actually reach. The honest truth is that the middle of a holiday heat wave with a full house is no time to be without cooling, especially if you've got little ones or older family members at home. The real lesson, get ahead of it. Here's what we want every homeowner to take away. The vast majority of holiday breakdowns trace back to something a preseason tune-up would have caught. Low refrigerant, a weakening capacitor, dirty coils, a part that's wearing out. These are the issues that hide all spring quietly and then fail under the first big heat and houseful test of the summer. A system that's been checked and serviced before the season is one that's far more likely to coast through the 4th instead of dying on it. So if your AC is your only line of defense against an Alabama July, and it is, the smartest move is a checkup before the holiday rush, not a frantic call during it. We serve homeowners across Birmingham, Trussville, and dozens of communities across central Alabama. Reach Perfect Service at 205-206-6091 to get your system summer ready, or if you're already stuck and sweating it out. Keeping your home cool when it matters most is exactly what we're here for.